welcome Maya Giuliani. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You got to go all around those barrels on Victory Avenue, right?
Yeah, made it okay. made
I'm telling people, if they put any more blockades up, we'll have to parachute in here and get a gondola hot air balloon to get us out every day. Maya is the marketing director for the Racine Heritage Museum. If you have been there, you're missing a jewel in this city. But it's actually for the whole county.
Yes.
But it's located in Racine, right there on Main Street at the corner of 6th and Main. And I've been through that many, many times. There are exhibits in there you wouldn't even believe are in there, including a mummy. Where did they get that mummy from? It's a real mummy, right?
It's a real mummy from Egypt.
Yeah. Where did you get? How did you get that?
So,
on eBay? I mean, what do you buy a mummy?
One of the Horlick individuals of Horlick Malted Milk brought it back from an Egyptology excursion.
Wow. And he gave it to you guys.
Eventually.
You know, I go in there and I see him in the glass case. I don't know if it's a man or woman. I don't know what, you know?
So that was actually kind of controversial. We thought that the mummy was a woman for many, many years. And then in the 80s, we took him up to Milwaukee Public Museum and got him x-rayed.
Oh, wait, that's right. You actually have the x-rays there, too.
Yes. Yeah. You can come and take a look at him. We found out that he's a boy. His name is Malty.
Obviously, he didn't have a birth certificate with him. You just call him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every time I go in there, I say, wait a second. I think I saw a finger move. You know, hold on a second here. No, I didn't. Well, wait a second. Something moved. You also have a really neat exhibit. If you've seen the movie A League of Their Own, you'll know about the Women's Baseball League they had during World War II. And in there, you have the Racine Belles uniforms, pictures, and everything.
Yes, right there in our Sports Hall of Fame. And we induct new athletes into our Sports Hall of Fame every single year, and you can come see a new item.
How do you get that stuff?
We talk to the athletes. They loan it to us. So right now we have things on display from 5 athletes, including Chris Maragos.
That's a full-time job to keep loading up stuff in this museum.
It keeps us busy.
Now, when you move an exhibit out, and if you rotate them, I assume, occasionally, where do you store them? You don't get rid of them, so you got to store them somewhere.
So we have 3 different storage facilities around the county, and one of them is inside the museum. So deep in the basement, under all of the cool stuff you see, we have storage areas where there is so much more than you could possibly imagine.
You even have that old car exhibit.
So that's been rotated out.
Oh, it's out there now?
Okay. Yeah, but we bring some of our cars and our collection out to the county fair every year, so you can come visit us this summer there.
I was in Murdo, South Dakota. You know where that is?
Nope.
Nobody knows where it is. Okay, so I'm on a road trip out to somewhere, and we stop in Murdo, South Dakota, and there's an auto museum in the middle of nowhere. But my wife worked with somebody at Ascension Hospital who's related to the owner of that thing. So we stopped in there, and there are acres and acres and acres and acres of cars, including a Horlick car. I think is it Horlick? I'm trying to remember who it was.
Are you thinking Case? Are you thinking
Case,
Mitchell?
No, it's Case. Okay. It's Case. Case. I knew it wasn't. You know, it's a Case car. And it's in pretty good condition, but it's laying in a barn. And, you know, with a bunch of other cars, then they have a case, and you can see it on the grill. And this old, looks like a Model T. And I said, this car doesn't rot here. Because you didn't have a case car, did you?
We have a case car.
Oh, you have a case car?
Yes. We'll take it to the county fair. It's from the 1920s. They only manufactured in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And this particular model was designed for golfers. So it has a special section for you to store your golf clubs in it.
I'm trying to think, is it what? Case and Mitchell, those were the two made here, right?
Those were the two major ones, yes.
Got to be Case then, because I know it wasn't a Mitchell. And so you find these things, and I was about to, quick, get over here with your tow truck. We got a Case car over here. Well, that's neat. But you are here to talk about the renovation of an old schoolhouse.
Yeah, so we're not renovating it. No, we are inviting everyone to come visit.
And they can renovate it. No, I'm okay.
I mean, they can come help us garden for sure.
Some little kid was chewing gum there. It's renovated. Okay, so the schoolhouse is in Caledonia.
Yes.
Is it on the same plot where the train depot was in Sturtevant? They moved it somewhere out there.
No. This is in the place that it was originally.
This is the original schoolhouse on the location.
Original schoolhouse on the location,
wow,
yeah.
And it's in Caledonia. Where is it?
It's on Highway 31 and 5 Mile Road.
That's pretty easy to get to.
You cannot punch in an address. You have to punch in the cross streets because it doesn't have an official one.
Oh, wow. What year is it from?
It is from 1888.
Whoa. Wow. I'm sure not a lot of people went through that schoolhouse. I mean,
Surprisingly, no. It was actually built to be a Saturday schoolhouse for Bohemian children to learn cultural and language lessons.
Bohemian children.
Children from Bohemia.
Okay.
Now, I think technically the Czech Republic. So they were they were learning, you know, cultural history. The schoolhouse was built by their families for this Saturday school to be a place where they learned cultural and language lessons.
Is it? It must have been preserved sometime because 1888. Do you think it would have fallen apart by now?
Yeah, I am not sure what year it came under the stewardship of the museum, but we've been managing it for quite a while, and been inviting school children to come out for years and years and years.
How big is it?
Pretty small. It's one room.
The one room schoolhouse. Huh? Yeah. I had 970 people in my graduating class in high school. We had 4,000 students in my high school at any given moment. I couldn't use that schoolhouse. So 1888, I wonder what it was like back then.
Yeah.
It had to be pretty rural up there in Caledonia.
It definitely was, yes. And I mean, it's still pretty rural today.
Yeah, but not like that.
Not like that. So students would come in on Saturdays. They would learn at blackboards. There's a wood-burning stove inside of the school to keep it warm. They played recess games in the schoolyard. They had outhouses, which are still functional today.
Yeah, we call them porta-potties. What year did it cease being a schoolhouse?
I'm not sure. Can't give you that information for sure.
2012. So it's just there for tourism now.
It's there for tourism, yeah. And it's there for education. So most students in Racine, the schools around the county, come to our schoolhouse in third or second grade and learn what school was like historically. So it's really there to kind of be an iconic field trip location. And our open house is the only time that the general public can come and visit in the year.
We're talking to Maya Giuliani. She is the marketing director for the Racine Heritage Museum. And there's a schoolhouse, an old schoolhouse from 1888 that you'll get to see. And what's the date of the open house, by the way?
Date of the open house is Saturday, May 2nd.
Saturday, May, almost like coming up like soon, this Saturday
this
coming
Saturday.
Up. What are the hours?
It is 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Okay, that's pretty good. All day long. Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
The schoolhouse doesn't leak, does it?
Not that I know of.
Now, how many people can you fit in there in an open house?
I wouldn't put more than 30 in there, but we have a beautiful lawn where there will be activities.
I don't want to be shoulder to shoulder with people, and you know, like sardines in a can, where if somebody falls, they just stand up because they're too crowded. So 30 people can fit in there. Well,
30 people could fit in there comfortably. I'm not sure how many desks we have in there, but you can sit down at a very small desk for children.
I was going to ask you there, what's in there?
Desks, blackboards, a stove, some of the books that originally came.
Really?
Yeah, you can come see some pretty cool stuff.
You know what's amazing? From 1888, nobody decided to knock it down because things are knocked down all the time, you know. And then you look back and say, why did they knock that down? It was so historic. But people do it because at the time, it doesn't seem historic. So how did that, is it in the middle of a farm field or?
It's right on the corner of the road. It's tucked away just a little bit. I think it is sheer luck that we've gotten to hold on to this piece of Racine history.
That's prime real estate.
Yeah.
We could put another McDonald's there on that corner and knock down this schoolhouse. I'm going to look it up on Google Maps because it's got to be on there.
I think it might be.
Well, it's got to be.
It would have to be. Yeah.
If it's an aerial shot. But I'm going to go to Google from 1890 and we'll see if it's on there. Give me the Google map you took in 1890 and see if it's there. Well, that's just fantastic. All right. That's May 2nd, this Saturday, 10 to 4.
Yes.
And there's parking there, I assume?
You can park on the road. There's kind of a lot of space over toward the farm fields.
Okay.
And we'll have activities in the yard for kids, families, anyone of all ages.
Well, that sounds like fun. Oh, I know what. That date sounded familiar to me. We have the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards this Saturday. I said, May 2nd. Why does that ring a bell for me? I just figured that out. Well, that's just great. Now, we'll talk about some of the events that are coming up at the Racine Heritage Museum.
We have an exhibit coming out soon called Workers, Wax, and Weddings. It is kind of a clothing-focused exhibit about women's war uniforms, clothing, wedding dresses, the textile history of Racine. That's coming up in the fall. We'll have our sports hall induction ceremony and we'll celebrate a whole new class of athletes who changed the fabric of our city.
And that's great because I've been there and I've seen the sports hallway you got there with the all the exhibits. That's great. Now, when you induct somebody in, You're still alive sometimes, right?
Sometimes, often.
Do they come down?
Usually.
Oh, that's great. Yep.
So we throw a big dinner. They come and speak. They meet a lot of high school athletes since we award high school athletes as well. And it's, you know, just cool, special time to see all of these people happy to see each other.
Well, that's great. And we are going to have something at the Racine Heritage Museum because on December 6th, this radio station turns 100 years old. And we're going to have some artifacts that we actually have in our lobby, the original license issued by not the Federal Communications Commission, whatever it was before it was called the FCC. We actually have that in our lobby. We'll give it to you, put it on display. We actually have a picture in the lobby, too, of Eleanor Roosevelt in front of our microphone. She was at Wingspread, and somebody took a picture of her right in front. Beautiful picture. I'll show you when you're on your way out. And we'll see if we get a copy of that and see if we can put that in
Absolutely.
There. That's Eleanor Roosevelt in front of WRJN. And it's not Photoshopped. Now everybody thinks everything is Photoshopped or AI. It's not. It's real. So we'll put that there as well. Well, that's great. So give a little history of you. How'd you wind up at the Racine Heritage Museum?
I kind of stumbled into it right after college.
Did you have an interest in this kind of stuff?
I always wanted to work in museums, and it is kind of everything I thought it would be. It's the coolest job to have.
When I was growing up, I grew up in New York, and every year we went to one of three museums. We went to the Museum of Natural History, the New York Art Museum, and there was a third museum we used to go to there. It wasn't as big. But the Museum of Natural History there, right on Central Park West, it was huge. I mean, you could not go through that thing in a day. It was magnificent to go through. And I grew up at that museum. And we were talking before we went on the air. It has to be creepy to be a watchman at one of these museums, because especially if the museums where they have like exhibits with dinosaurs and things like that. Ooh, I saw something move. What is that?
Yeah, right.
Or mummies.
They're so big.
Wait, that case was closed, my. Why is it open now?
It can get just a little bit spooky when you're there by yourself.
Have
and
you
the
been
building
there at night?
Creaks. Oh yeah. Maybe not late, but I've worked late before and
during a thunderstorm. Look, I'm getting goosebumps. During a thunderstorm, huh? You're in that building, all of a sudden lights go out.
Mm-hmm. We have definitely had power outages every once in a while. Old building, downtown, you never know.
Now your building itself, where that's kind of historic in its own.
Yes, yeah. It was originally a Carnegie Library. We moved in the early 60s. And it is still pretty original. And, you know, the new library is behind us over on the lake there. So it hasn't gone far. But
that used to be the Racine Public Library at one time?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It was built during the craze of building Carnegie libraries. And, you know, there aren't so many of those left. And you can come see our building, which is historical in itself.
Dale Carnegie. Carnegie Hall, and also wrote the book of How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Interesting guy.
Something I should probably read. That's good. Okay, quick review here. Now, the reason you're here today is you are looking at the preserved historical building, the Racine Heritage Museum, celebrating the annual it's an annual thing, huh?
Yes, 18, every year.
1888 Bohemian Schoolhouse, open house, and that's, give us the address again, give us the dates, the times, and
that is at Highway 31 and 5 Mile Road, Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come hang out. We'll have activities for kids. They'll learn how to play stick hoop and other old-timey recess games. We are...
Now, stick hoop. Is that where you roll the hula hoop thing and with a stick?
It sure is.
How do I know that? I'm not that old.
I think it's what we think of when we think of old-time recess.
Yeah, they hit the hoop and it moves. When they do it with the stick.
Yeah.
How do I know this? This is scary. So, it's not haunted, is it?
Not that I know of.
Anything from 1888, it's got to be haunted. I just think about what Racine was like back then. In Caledonia, was it called Caledonia back in 1888? I'm not even sure.
I think so.
Was it? There's a book we took out of the library. And they had to get it from another library. And it's the history of Racine, and it goes back, whatever, all the way to 1975. And my house was not in Racine back then. Racine crept up slowly from downtown. It kept going up and up and up. There wasn't even a town name back in the 1800s, because my house is over 100 years old. I don't know where it was. The house next door to me was built in the 1880s. And I don't know what it was called back then, but it wasn't Racine. And you look at these books, and it's kind of creepy. There's also books you can look at It tells you who used to, you know, live in your house or at the library. You got to wear white gloves to handle it, those type of books. And back then, they used to list your profession in the telephone directory or directory, whatever it was. And mine was owned by a Lake Michigan sea captain.
That's cool.
He built the house in the early 1900s. And every time we have to move a wall or take it down, I look for gold doubloons. Maybe there's something he left in there. Not really anything in there. He kept all his stuff. But it's kind of, you walk around that house, you say, the sea captain back in 1900 was walking around my house. Or his house.
Yeah, whatever. It's kind of exciting to know. Folks come to our archive all the time to research what happened in their house.
You can do that.
You can come to our archive. You can visit us and do your own research. You can also hire us to do your research for you if you want. We have a great archivist, Liz Spade. She manages our whole archive. We have truly an incomprehensible amount of paper files.
Wow, archivist, huh? I see how to learn that word. Archivist. There was something else I was going to ask you about. I can't remember what it is now. This is what happens when you get older. Memory starts to fade. This is why I write things down all the time. Well, it was a pleasure having you in here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Whenever you have a new exhibit or rotate some stuff in, let us know. What got rotated in when you took the cars out?
So that became right before the Lloyd. So that was a Frank Lloyd Wright exhibit that we had on loan from some people in Illinois. And then now it is upcoming our Workers, Wax, and Weddings, many W's, exhibit.
Alliteration is a word I learned at school. I never used it up until now. That Frank Lloyd Wright house, there's one right a few blocks from you, right there on Main Street. Yeah. It's right on the lake, and I've been through there. And my head hits the ceiling when I was in there. I said, how short were these people when he built this place? Because the ceilings weren't high. Well, it's a pleasure having you in here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll be looking forward to having the WRGN, what do they call that? A centennial?
Centennial.
Centennial exhibit, yeah. It'll 100 years old this December 6th. I thank you guys for letting us do that, first of all.
Well, thank you for offering us these pieces.
Yeah, and I got to say, if you haven't been to the Racine Heritage Museum, right there on Main Street, corner of 6th and Main, you got to go in there. Either bring your family in there, and you will spend hours in there just walking around looking. It's things you never thought about before, and it's all in there preserved, and what a jewel. Thanks for taking care of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When did the museum open up?
In the 60s.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that old then? I thought it was.
So our historical society has existed for over 100 years. So our next anniversary will be our 150th. And I think that is 20-something years from now.
Well, thank you, Maya. Maya Giuliani, who's the marketing director for our Racine Heritage Museum right there on Main Street. Stop in if you haven't done so already, okay? Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.